Please be seated. Turn with me in your Bible to 2 Corinthians.
请翻开哥林多后书。
Chapter 13.
是三章。
This morning, I wanted us to consider a verse that we hear quite often at New Hope.
今早上我想要大家来思考一节我们蛮熟悉的经文。
It's a short verse, but it's a wonderful one, and it's worthy of our attention and meditation.
这是一节很短的经文，但是值得我们去思考和关注。
It is the very last verse in 2 Corinthians 13:14.
这经文呢是在哥林多后书，最后一节就是哥林多后书是三章十四节。
Specifically, this morning, I want us to consider our relationship and our fellowship with the Triune God.
我特别要我们思考的是我们与那三位一体的上帝之间的关系和相交。
God has revealed Himself to us as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
上帝显明自己为圣父、圣子、圣灵。
He is one God, but He exists in three persons.
他是唯一的神，但却是三个位格的。
And while these three persons are not the same, they are the same one God.
虽然这三个位格是不相同的，但他们是一样的一位真神。
It is a glorious mystery beyond our understanding.
这是一个充满了荣耀的奥秘事。
But that's a reminder that God is simply bigger than our small minds can understand.
但这提醒了我们，不能够靠我们有限的头脑来去完全的了解上帝。
It's a reminder that He is holy and He's worthy of our worship.
他这也提醒了我们，他是圣洁的，是配得我们敬拜和敬畏的。
And He's worthy of our awe.
他是配得我们的敬畏的。
But there is something that we can know about the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
但是我们还是能够认识这三位一体的上帝。
In fact, we can have distinct communion and fellowship with each person in the Trinity.
甚至我们以每一位位格，就是圣父、圣子、圣灵，都有独特的相交和关系。
This fellowship with each member of the Trinity cannot be totally separated from the whole Trinity.
这之间的关系是不能够完全的分开。
But we still have distinct reason to praise and to bless each member of the Trinity.
但是我们都有不同独特的原因来去赞美，来去感谢每一位位格之间的交流。
This morning, I want us to reflect on some of what Scripture teaches us about our fellowship with Him.
今天早上，我要大家来一起思考圣经如何教导我们与上帝的相交。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we ask.That you would bless the reading and the preaching of your word.
夏天父，求主你赐福于我们，好叫我们真正能够去看上帝你的话语。
Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for revealing to us the Father and the Spirit in the new world.
感谢主耶稣基督，你显现天父给我们，也赐下圣灵给我们。
Holy Spirit, we ask that you would stir up our hearts to hear what you say to your church.
恳求主你的灵也感动我们。
Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I want you to consider this morning, what is the most important relationship in your life?
弟兄姐妹们，我们来想想，我们生命中最重要的关系是什么？
The most important relationship that you could ever have.
最重要的关系，你能够有的，拥有的最重要的关系。
Is it not your relationship with God?
难道不是与上帝之间的关系吗？
He is the one who created you.
他是你的创造主。
He is your redeemer.
他是你的救赎主。
He is your provider.
他是你的供应者。
He is your sustainer.
他是你的扶持者。
He is the one who will raise you on the last day.
他是那位将使你在末日时候复活的那位。
And he is the one to whom we must all give account.
也是我们都将要交账的那一位。
There is not one good thing that you have had or ever had that did not come from Him.
我们一切所拥有的都是从上帝而来的。
And that is true even if you are not a Christian.
非基督徒也不例外。
He is the one who sees your deepest hurts and pains that no one else knows about.
他能够看透你一切的伤害和忧伤。
No one has ever loved you more than He does.
从来没有人比上帝更爱你。
I want you to consider that. Remember that as we consider the blessings that are here for us in this verse.
大家来去思考, 接着这个经文来去好好思考,
2 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多后书13章,
verse 14.
14节,
the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠, 神的慈爱, 圣灵的感动, 常与你们众人同在。
Isn't that amazing?
这不是很, 很奇妙吗?
We have fellowship with the triune God.
我们能够以这三位的真神有一个的团契。
He is your, the one who gives us grace and love.
他是那位赐恩给我们爱的那一位。
And we have fellowship with him.
我们与他有相交。
It's not just with anyone, it's with the living God.
这是跟唯一的创造主上帝有着这样子的相交。
Consider who he is, he's not just your creator.
我们来思考, 他是谁? 他不但是, 创造主。
He is the creator of the entire universe.
他也是创, 创造宇宙万物的。
He is the King of Kings.
他是万王之王,
and the Lord of Lords.
万主之主,
he is the Lord of all.
他是一切的大主宰,
angels in heaven line up to do his bidding.
众天使都, 等待侍候他,
seraphim continually cry out in praise of his holiness.
天使不断地呼喊, 颂赞他的圣名,
animals and sea creatures look to him for food.
路上的海, 路上还有海里的动物都, 寻, 寻找他来寻找食物。
And they receive provision from his gracious hand.
他们也从他恩典的手中得到,
he causes the smallest bacteria to grow.
他使细菌生长,
and galaxies to spin.
也使, 宇宙行星旋转。
He is in every place and he knows all.
上帝无所不在, 也无所不知。
If you can imagine this, he knows every square centimeter of space and every second of time in every way it could possibly be known.
你可以想象上帝是没有, 在宇宙中没有一寸地, 他是, 不了解, 不明白的。
His power has no limits.
他的能力是无限的。
Brothers and sisters, is he not worthy of our praise?
弟兄姐妹们, 难道他不配得我们的颂赞, 顺服吗?
Is he not worthy of our obedience?
他不配, 难道他不配得我们的顺服吗?
He is not just good, he's morally perfect.
他不但是善良, 他也是道德完美的。
He has never done wrong to you or to anyone.
他从来没有伤害过,犯罪过。
He is holy.
他是圣洁的。
He is kind.
他是良善的。
He is light.
他是光。
He is life.
他是生命。
He is love.
他是爱。
He is the source of every good you have ever beheld in anything or anyone.
他是你生命中一切,
brothers and sisters, is he not worthy of our love?
弟兄姐妹们, 难道, 他不配得我们的爱慕?
And here is what's amazing. He is not some impersonal force or power.
上帝不是无情也不是一股能力而已。
He can be known.
他是能够被认识的。
The God who made you, who made everything around you, you can know him.
这创造宇宙万物的上帝, 创造你的上帝, 你能够认识他。
And he wants you to know him.
他也要你认识他。
He has revealed himself to us in a general way in the world.
他已经在, 这世界, 这创造中显明自己。
And in a special way in Scripture.
也在圣经中特别地启示自己。
Best of all, he has revealed himself to us in his Son.
最棒的是在他儿子的身上显明了自己。
Jesus said that knowing him, knowing the Father, that is eternal life.
耶稣说认识他,认识耶稣,还有认识天父,就是永生。
Brothers and sisters, do you want to know him more?
弟兄姐妹们,你们想要更认识他吗?
Consider how wonderful he is.
想想看他是那么的奇妙。
Consider how powerful he is.
他是那么的有能力。
How important he is.
他是那么的重要。
How wonderful it is to know him.
认识他, 是非常棒的一件事情。
And by knowing him to be made more like him.
借着认识他变得更像他。
It is his plan that that we would be conformed to the image of his Son, so that Jesus Christ would be the firstborn among many brethren.
学习主耶稣基督的样式是上帝给我们的旨意、啊、就是、啊、他就是头生的。
Can you imagine becoming more and more like this God?
可以想象我们越来越像、啊、这位上帝。
That, brothers and sisters, is worthy of your attention.
这是值得我们的注意的。
And I don't mean that we ought to all become experts on the Bible.
我的意思不是成为圣经、啊、圣经知识的开拓人。
Although that would be a wonderful thing for everyone to strive for.
虽然、在圣经知识上、有增长是非常好的事情。
What I mean is, it's possible to know a great deal about the Bible and theology without actually having a personal relationship with God.
因为知道许多圣经和 神学的知识却没有与上帝有一个亲密的关系，这是有可能性的。
On the other hand, you cannot expect to know God well if you ignore how he has revealed himself to us in Scripture.
另外一方面，如果我们真正认识神，我们不能够忽略上帝的启示。
What I mean is that studying God's word for that we ought to study God's word not for just knowledge about God, but to seek Him.
我的意思是，学上帝的话语不是要只是增加对上帝的一些的知识而已，乃是要真正的认识他。
To know Him personally
是要啊以个人的去认识他。
And to know that this was given to Him.For you,
这是为了你啊，是给你的。
We should strive as we pray, as we hear the preaching of the word, as we read his word.
我们应该努力的追求他，接着读经来去追求他。
That God would bring us into closer fellowship and communion with him.
叫上帝使我们能够与他相交和相通。
That we would know and glorify him all the more.
叫我们能够更认识他，更认识他。
Brothers and sisters, if that is not what is happening, then isn't this all a waste of time?
如果这不是我们不是如此的话，这不是浪费时间吗？
If our study of God's word and our coming to church is just an outward thing,
难道教会只是一个外表上的事情？
But we can know Him.
但是我们可以认识他。
1 John 1:3 says,
约翰一书一章三节说，
Our fellowship.Is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
In John 14, Jesus said,
耶稣在约翰福音14:23说，
If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him.
人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我要到他那里去，与他同在。
In Revelation 3:20, there's a verse that you often hear in evangelism, but it was written for the church.
在启示录三章二十节有一个经文是时常你在传福音的时候听到的。他说这个经文是写给教会的。
It says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him, and he with me."
耶稣说，看哪，我站在门叩门。若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到那里去，他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
We are reminded of this when we take the Lord's Supper.
当我们在吃圣餐的时候，我们就被这经文被提醒。
But it is a simple meal. It's meant to draw our attention not to the meal, but to a real relationship with Christ.
这是简单的一个的圣餐，但是这个圣餐呢，不是要把我们的注意放在圣餐，而是要放在。耶稣基督里面
He says, "Turn to me, all the ends of the earth, and be saved."
耶稣说，你们应当回转，因此得救。
So let us not be content with merely outwardly hearing the word, but let us turn to Him and seek Him and go to Him.
所以不要满足于和上帝外表上的关系。
Now here in our passage, we have each person of the Trinity named.
在这个经文上啊。在这个今天经文三位一体每一个的成员都有被提到。
And we have a certain aspect of their fellowship with us and blessing to us.
有不同的方面的相交和赐福。
Let me start with the Father.
让我从圣父开始讲起。
Our communion with the Father is pointed out here as love.
我们与天父的相交这里提到是爱与的相交。
Now, of course, there is more to our communion with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit than what is what is listed in this verse.
当然是这经文，当然是还有比这经文说的更多。
But the Apostle Paul wants to draw our attention specifically in this verse to God the Father's love.
但是使徒保罗在这个经文的用意是要我们在关注天父上帝的爱。
Earlier in verse 11, he's called the God of love and peace.
在前几节，他被称为仁爱和和平的神。
And that is to be reflected in the love and peace that we show to one another in the church.
这种的仁爱和平应当在教会里面彼此的反映出来。
But where does it come from?
但是这仁爱和平从哪里来呢？
It comes from the Father.
是从父而来的。
He is the author and the source of love.
他是爱的根源。
He is the God of love.
他是慈爱的上帝。
Our fellowship with him is in love.
我们与他的相交是在爱里的相交。
And how loving he is to us.
他是多么的爱我们。
John would write that God is love.
使徒约翰记载说，上帝就是爱。
In John 3:16, he wrote that God, he's speaking of the Father, obviously, that God so loved the world that he sent his Son.
约翰福音3:16节。 耶稣说, 神就是父, 父爱世人,
In Romans 5, verse 8, it says, God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书5:8节, 这里说, 唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候, 为我们死了,
Now, sometimes you hear people try to share the gospel in such a way that it sounds like it's Jesus' love saving us from the Father's wrath.
有时候当你听别人传福音的时候，有人说耶稣的爱把我们从天父的愤怒中拯救出来。
As if the Father and Son were not united in their work but opposed to one another.
听起来好像圣父和圣子的工作是不合一的，是好像互相的对敌的。
How could this be as if the Trinity is a house divided?
这是什么一回事呢？ 听起来好像三位一体的成员是互相对敌。
It is not that way.
其实不是这样子的。
God the Father, God the Son, they both love us.
相反的，上帝、圣父跟圣子都爱我们。
And they both hate sin.
他们两位都恨罪。
See, it is God who loved us so much that he sent his Son.
是上帝太爱我们，甚至吃下他的独生子。
And when did he love us?
他几时爱我们？
Did he show his love to us after Jesus saved us and made us better?
他显现他的爱是耶稣拯救我们之后才爱我们吗？
No, it is while we were yet sinners, while we were still his enemies that he loved us and sent his Son.
不是的，是当我们还做罪人的时候，他就爱我们。
So what kind of love is this?
这是怎样的一种爱？
It is a free love.
这是一种免费的爱。
It cannot be earned, it cannot be forced.
这是不能够赚回来的爱，也不能够被逼的爱。
It is no surprise that we ought to love God, for he is altogether lovely.
所以我们应当爱着上帝，因为他是完全是可被爱的。
But why should he love us while we were yet sinners and there was no good in us?
但为什么他会爱我们呢？当我们还是做罪人的时候，为什么上帝会爱我们呢？
His love is gracious.
因为上帝的爱是充满了恩典。
And it is free.
是免费的。
His love is also first.
他也是先爱我们。
1 John chapter 4. We love because he first loved us.
让一书4:19说, 我们爱因为神先爱我们。
And you can see from there that it is also a transforming love.
这种的爱我们可以看到也是一个改变人的爱。
His love changes us and makes us able to love.
他的爱改变我们，使我们能够去爱别人。
And it is an active love.
这是一种的有行动的爱。
It is not a love in word only.
不只是爱在言语而已。
But indeed, in action.
乃是有行动的爱。
And he sent his only son.
上帝差派他的唯一的儿子。
What more could he do to show his love for us than giving us his son?
不就证明了上帝的爱是有行动的爱吗？
His love is also unchangeable.
上帝的爱是不改变的。
He loved us before we were born.
我们还没有出生，他已经爱我们了。
He will love us forever.
他将永远的爱我们。
That might be too big for us to think about.
真的是难以我们想象。
Maybe we should think about it this way.
可能我们可以这样说比较好。
The Father loves you, Christian, today.
基督徒今天啊, 天父爱你。
He will definitely love you tomorrow.
他明天也肯定的会爱你。
You can trust him.
你可以信靠他。
You can rest in this type of love.
你可以安息在这种的爱中。
His love is powerful.
他的爱是有能力的。
And it is infinite.
是无限的。
It is like an endless ocean with no shore and no bottom.
他的爱就像无边和无底的海洋。
His love is the source of every good and perfect gift which comes down from above from the Father.
他的爱就是一切美善的恩赐和各样的全备的赏赐的根源都是从上头来的。
And His love is an adopting love.
他的爱是收养的爱。
He did not merely forgive us when we were His enemies and send us on our way.
当我们是敌人的时候，他不但原谅我们。
But He showers us with love, and He adopts us and makes us His children and brings us into His family and puts His name on us.
还借着爱我们，借着领养的方式来去显示他的爱。
Behold what manner of love the Father has shown to us that we should be called the children of God.
你看。 父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。
That's the fellowship that we have with the Father.
这是我们与天父有的这个的相交。
And how could we respond to this love?
我们要如何来回应上帝的慈爱？
We should rejoice in it.
我们应当欢喜。
We should delight in it.
我们应当因此而喜乐。
We can rest in it.
我们可以在
As a father, we can show him reverence and honor.
所以我们的天父，我们可以尊崇和敬畏他。
We can pray that his name would be honored.
我们可以借着祷告，愿他的名被尊为圣。
That his kingdom would come, that his will would be done.
愿他的国度降临，愿他的旨意成全。
And we can love him in return.
我们可以以爱来做一个回应。
That's the great commandment.
这就是最大的诫命。
Such a wonderful commandment, isn't it?
这是一个超棒的诫命，不是吗？
To love him in return.
就是以爱来去回应天父的爱。
John Owen wrote, "If the love of a father, of the father, will not make a child delight in him, what will?"
约翰·欧文说，如果一个父亲的爱不能使他的孩子喜爱他的话，还有什么能使他的孩子爱他呢？
And we can love him in return by obeying his commands, which are all good for us.
我们可以遵循他的诫命来回应他的爱，因为他的诫命都是对我们有益处的。
All given by our loving and wise Father.
这些诫命都是从一位慈爱又有智慧的天父而来。
To remind you, this obedience is a response to this love. It does not earn.
这个的顺服是一个回应上帝的爱，不是。
For it is all of grace.
这一切都是恩典。
And that brings me to the Son.
这现在我们提到圣子。
Because the aspect of our communion with the Son here is in grace.
因为我们与圣子相交，是在恩典里相交。
And how full of grace he is.
他的确是充满了恩典。
John wrote, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory." Glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
使徒约翰说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的，有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光。
For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses; grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩，律法。 本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
If it wasn't for the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we wouldn't know the love of the Father as we do.
若不是耶稣基督的恩典，我们就不能够了解天父的慈爱。
And that's probably why the grace of Christ is mentioned first in our verse this morning.
这可能是为什么我们的今早的经文啊，先提到啊耶稣基督的恩典和或者恩惠。
Because as much as the Father loves us, He loves us. Through the Son,
因为一切天父的爱都是透过圣子耶稣基督显明的。
All that love from the Father is communicated to us through the Son.
都是借着主耶稣基督来去传达显明的。
And the grace of Christ obviously is unearned and free.
所以很明显的，耶稣基督的恩典呢，不是靠努力赚回来的，是免费的。
It is undeserved.
是不配的。
It looks upon us in our weakness and in our rebellion.
这恩典在我们软弱和在叛逆中。
And it rescues us.
拯救了我们。
You see, we needed more than just a little help.
因为我们不单单需要小小的帮忙。
Brothers and sisters, you needed nothing less than divine rescue.
我们其实需要的是属天的拯救。
And that is why our salvation is all of grace.
这是为什么我们的拯救是完全是因为恩典。
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came and He lived a perfect life for us.
耶稣基督为了我们活了一个完美的生命。
And He died a cursed death for us.
也为了我们死了一个咒诅性的死。
Because that is what it took to save us.
因为唯有这样的方式来才能够拯救我们。
We are justified by grace.
我们因恩典称义。
We are sanctified by grace.
我们因恩典成圣。
Are glorified by grace.
我们也因恩典得荣耀。
And should not we rejoice in this too?
我们不因此而欢喜吗？
Our Lord Jesus is full of grace.
耶稣充满了恩典。
His work is all gracious.
他的大功都是出于恩典。
He has taken that Father, the Father's love, and He has shown it to us in His saving grace.
他仿佛拿了天父的爱，在救赎的恩典里显明给我们。
And how should we respond to this grace?
我们应当如何回应这样子的恩典？
We should receive it by faith.
我们应当借着接受这恩典。
We should believe in it.
应当相信这恩典。
We should rest in it.
安息在这恩典里面。
And we should desire that God gets all the credit for our glory, for the glory, all the credit and the glory for our salvation.
我们应当真的是把一切我们的救赎救恩都归荣耀给上帝。
We should put our trust in Him and give Him no rivals.
我们应当确保耶稣在我们生命当中是最崇高的，是没有对手的。
That we know and that we admit that Jesus Christ is the Savior and no one else. We have not contributed to it.
我们要承认的就是耶稣基督是我们唯一的救主，我们完全没有功劳。
We received it.
我们接受救恩
as a free gift.
为我们的免费的一个的礼物。
And we ought to worship Him for this truly amazing grace.
我们应当因此敬拜他。
Finally, we are blessed by the Holy Spirit with fellowship.
所以我们也因与圣灵相交而得福。
I do think in the context of the preceding verses that this includes our fellowship with one another.
我相信这相交包括了我们彼此之间的相交。
The unity that we have, Ephesians teaches us, is from the Holy Spirit.
以弗所书说我们的合一是借着圣灵得到的合一。
But most importantly, our fellowship with the Father and the Son is by the Spirit.
但是最重要的是我们以圣父和圣子的相交是借着圣灵的。
So elsewhere where it says that our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
所以当我们提到以圣父和圣子相交的时候，
It is not as if the Spirit is being excluded. He is implied.
这不代表圣灵就不在其中，圣灵的工作是有被暗示的。
For we have no fellowship with the Father and the Son without the Spirit.
如果没有圣灵的话，我们就不能与圣父和圣子相交。
All the love of the Father, all the grace of the Son would be of no benefit to you if it were not for the Spirit who applies that love and grace to you.
若不是圣灵把天父的爱和基督的恩典应用在我们身上的话，我们就不能够领受这些的益处。
The Holy Spirit is just as necessary for your salvation as the Son.
圣灵和圣子在你的救赎里是一样重要的。
We would be lost without
Him. 如果没有圣灵的话，我们就迷失了。
Because He is the one who leads us to the Son.
因为他领导我们到儿子。
Now we see His work all over Scripture.
我们在多处的经文里面都看到他的工作。
He is the comforter.
他是安慰者。
He glorifies the Son, and He leads us to the Son. He teaches us what the Son is called.
他荣耀圣子啊，领导我们，领导我们到圣子。他教导我们基督的话语。
If ever any sermon has helped you or any reading of Scripture, it was because of the Spirit's loving work.
如果曾经啊有讲到或经啊读经帮助到你啊，都是那都是因为圣灵的工作。
So He leads us to Christ and He unites us to Him.
所以圣灵领导我们到基督，使我们与基督联合。
But He also leads us through Christ to the Father.
但他也领导我们到父那里。
He does this when He teaches us to pray, Abba, Father.
圣灵教导我们祷告，在祷告中说阿爸父。
And when He witnesses to us that we are His children.
圣灵也见证我们是神的儿女。
He sheds God's love in our heart.
他赐下上帝的爱给我们。
So you see, it's all connected.
所以这一切都是有连贯性的。
The Father and the Father's love sends the Son.
天父的爱赐下爱子。
To save us.
来拯救我们。
And the grace of the Lord Jesus accomplishes that loving work of salvation.
爱子耶稣基督就成就了。这爱就是借着救恩来去成就这爱。
And the Holy Spirit applies this by leading us in fellowship to the Father and the Son to receive that love and grace.
圣灵就应用了这个的救赎在我们的身上。
If you think about it, in all the Spirit's work in Scripture, He's always leading us to the Father and the Son.
圣灵，您时常都是。在圣经提到都是领导我们到圣父和圣子的面前。
He is the one who completes and who applies.
是借着圣灵成全和应用。
Our salvation originates in the Father, is accomplished by the Son, and is applied by the Spirit.
我们得救的根源是出于父，是借着圣子成就救恩，然后是救恩接着圣灵被应用在我们的身上。
So that in this way we would come to know and to glorify and worship the whole Trinity.
因此好叫我们能够认识和荣耀这三位一体的真神。
And we can see here too that the Holy Spirit is a person too, someone we can have fellowship with.
我们可以看到圣灵也是有位格的，圣灵是可以与我们相交和相通的。
He loves you as the Father and the Son loves you.
圣灵和圣父和圣子一样爱你。
He can be grieved.
圣灵是能够被担忧的。
Which shows you His heart for us.
这彰显了他对我们的心。
We can have fellowship with Him.
我们可以与圣灵有相交。
And it is by the Spirit that we receive all the blessings the Father has laid up for us in Christ.
我们是借着圣灵领受天父赐给我们一切在基督里所得到的赐福。
Brothers and sisters, how should we respond to the fellowship of the Spirit?
弟兄姐妹，我们应该如何回应这圣灵的这些的引导？
We should not grieve Him.
我们不应当使圣灵担忧。
By our sin.
透过犯罪使圣灵担忧。
By harming the unity in the church which He created.
透过破坏教会的合一使他担忧。
We should not resist His word or His ordinances.
我们不应该抗拒他的话语。
We should make use of the spiritual gift that He's given us.
我们应当好好的使用圣灵所赐给我们的属灵恩赐。
We ought to pray for His sanctifying work that we too would be holy.
我们应当祈求圣灵使我们成圣，好叫我们也能够成为圣洁。
And we should long for His fruit in our lives.
我们也应当渴慕看见圣灵所结出的果子在我们身上。
Love and joy and peace and patience and kindness.
仁爱、喜乐、和平、仁爱、恩慈等等。
And we should, by the Spirit, put sin to death, that we would be a temple suitable for His indwelling.
我们也应该靠着圣灵致死罪，好叫我们能够成为适合的圣灵的殿。
Brothers and sisters, this is your God.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是你的上帝。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
You were baptized into His name.
你是受洗归入他的名。
He loves you.
他爱你。
He is gracious to you.
他施恩于你。
And He desires that you be brought into fellowship with Him.
他也渴慕与你相交。
That is what this verse teaches us.
这就是这经文教导我们。
In every work, the Trinity is united.
在每个工作上，
But still, we have distinct fellowship with each person in the Trinity. And part of knowing God is learning of and living in that wonderful fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So let us consider what the Father has done for us. What the Son has done for us.
圣子耶稣基督为我们成就了什么?
What the Spirit has done for us.
圣灵为我们成就了什么?
What a blessing we have.
是多么奇妙的祝福。
The grace of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督的恩惠。
The love of God the Father.
天父的慈爱。
The fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的感动。
Let us learn to respond to each of them with love and delight and praise.
让我们以爱 喜乐和的心来去赞美回应每一位三位一体的成员
For he is our God
因为他是我们的神
The blessed Trinity
那三位一体的真神
And the Holy One
那圣者 我们来祷告
God, we thank you for your love to us
上帝我们感谢你对我们的爱
We ask that you would bless us
求求你赐福于我们
You will bring us into your presence
使我们能够见主你的面
Give us fellowship with you
使我们与你相交
Lord, we long to know you more
主啊我们和睦更认识你
So that we may glorify you all the more
好叫我们能够更荣耀主你的名
Please do this for us, we pray
求主你帮助我们
In Jesus' name
奉耶稣基督圣名祈求
Amen,
Amen.